the passing of another 7 days, once more we beckon your thoughts unto the hills, as music and the spoken word are heard again from Temple Square in Salt Lake City. At this hour, Columbia presents the 756th nationwide performance of this traditional broadcast from the crossroads of the West, now in its 15th consecutive year. The Tabernacle Choir is conducted by J. Spencer Cornwall. Dr. Frank W. Asper is at the organ. The spoken word by Richard Evans. We begin with an anthem by F. Flaxington Harker, one of many musical settings of a much cherished scriptural text. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth.
Oh.
introduce Frank W. Asper at the Tabernacle Organ to present the fourth concerto for organ by Bach. Century writing with the words of J.H. Till and the music of Bach is recalled now from Temple Square as the choir sings, "My faith is still secure, and still I love my God."
Thank you.
We turn now to one of the writings of the contemporary British composer, C.S. Lang, to hear a tuba tune written in the manner of the scherzo. Moving message of Alfred Tennyson's Crossing the Bar is recalled now with the music of Holden Huss, a message which speaks with gladdening assurance of the inevitable time when that which drew from out the boundless deep turns again home.
Thank you.
cycle of fashion in human affairs has often been observed and commented upon. Succeeding generations come back to old styles, modified but strikingly similar. Not only in such things as dress, in literature and in art, do we tend to move recurrently, but also in thought. And not only does the aggregate thinking of the world tend to repeat itself, but each man in his own life tends to go through phases from faith to doubt, and back again from skepticism to belief. In childhood, an implicit faith in the reality and approachability of God is the likely condition. And then comes a little learning, so tritely but truly described as being a dangerous thing. A smattering of knowledge here and there, a fragment of fact, which, unrelated to the whole, would seem to discredit the pattern of faith. At such times, it would seem that the only thing in all the universe that could give meaning and purpose to life has been taken from us. And that which was supposed to have taken the place of God gives no comfort and no satisfying answer. The world itself has gone through something of this process. There have been times when faith and belief in the reality and omnipotence of God were virtually unquestioned. And there have been generations in which it has been unfashionable to believe. And there are few things which men dislike quite so much as being out of fashion. A scholar who is out of fashion is likely to become a martyr unless he keeps his own counsel. A student who dares to believe in an atmosphere of unbelief is likely to pay in many small ways for his independence of thought. We have gone through much of this, and now it would seem again it is becoming more popular to believe. So far as the average man is concerned, perhaps the war has had something to do with it. Men are turning to their only source of help and realizing that it is the only source. But more than this, the great minds of science, men who have emerged from their scientific adolescence, are coming to know and have come to know and are so declaring that beyond all knowledge, beyond all the laws we have discovered, beyond the penetration of the greatest intellects and beyond the deepest probings of science, still lies that which can be explained only in terms of a very real and personal and omnipotent God. We may well be grateful that the pendulum swings toward belief, that the cycle of fashion moves toward faith, in learned circles as well as among laymen. It is an encouraging note in an otherwise dark picture, and we have reason to hope that there may come a day when faith and belief will be as popular and as fashionable as doubt and skepticism once were. the organ we have heard the hymn, I Need Thee Every Hour. And now in closing from Temple Square, the Tabernacle Choir sings Keller's American Hymn. Speed our republic, O Father on high, lead us in pathways of justice and right. Sabbath hour from the crossroads of the West is ended. Until we beckon your thoughts again unto the hills, may peace be with you this day and always. This concludes the 756th nationwide performance of this broadcast from the Mormon Tabernacle on Temple Square, presented by the Columbia Network and its affiliated stations, originating with radio station KSL in Salt Lake City. As the voices of the choir and organ fade away within these echoing walls, so will they return again at this same hour next Sunday over Columbia stations from coast to coast, continuing the 15th year of this traditional broadcast from Temple Square. The singing of the Tabernacle Choir was conducted by J. Spencer Cornwall. Dr. Frank W. Asper was at the organ. The spoken word by Richard Evans. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.